Fairgoers huddled under canopies decked out in rain gear as the skies dumped a typical Ketchikan downpour. Also typical for Ketchikan is this attitude.
49 degrees and pouring rain doesn't dampen our fun here in Alaska.
That's Stephen Bradford. He was chaperoning a small herd of kids. All of them, including Bradford, were completely soaked but smiling wide.
I'm delighted that it came to town. This is fun.
And the weather?
It could be better.
Some of the fair employees, while toughing it out, aren't used to southeast weather. One was huddled inside a small tent, hugging a space heater.
I'm Jody, and what is it that you do here?
I do the airbrush face painting.
And you're sheltered. You're in a tent.
Yes, praise the Lord. I have a heater on my lap as well, so that's nice.
She says it's been pretty slow so far.
Just been hanging out in the tent and painted a few faces here and there.
Outside her tent, though, hardy fairgoers played games, stuffed cotton candy into their mouths, and even rode some of the gut-churning rides that the carnival offers, all in the pouring rain. Ketchikan is the last stop on the carnival's southeast tour. It set up shop in Juneau and Sitka before coming to Alaska's first city. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.